as well. Right. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It is the WEOL Morning Show. We are broadcasting from the Midway Cafe. It's the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Elyria, the first spotlight of 2014. We've got other places to go throughout the county, but we are here in Elyria, right near the Midway Mall, in the old TGI Fridays, which is now the Midway Diner. And this portion of our broadcast is presented by the Abbeywood Senior Living Community. If you're looking for an active and fulfilling retirement, the Abbeywood is for you. Visit the Abbeywood on South Abbey Road in Elyria. And joining us from the Abbeywood is Tracy Murphy. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a Monday. What goes on a Monday over at the Abbeywood to get things going?
Well, believe it or not, even though it's Monday and our folks aren't working and are resting up from the weekend, we're still a little sluggish. So we kind of take things smooth and coming into the morning. You know, we have a wonderful breakfast that we serve every day for our residents. And then we follow it up with getting back into the swing of things with a morning stretch exercise to kind of get the blood flowing. We'll have trivia today. We'll also have an afternoon social and just have a nice smooth transition into the week.
Now, who's responsible for telling them that they had to set their clocks ahead this whole weekend? I mean, that must to have a whole group of people there getting their clocks and figuring out what time it is. Be sure you're here at the right time.
Yeah, we have about 155 residents who were reminding to change their clocks. Yeah. And our staff goes around and makes sure that everybody has changed the watch and the wall clock and the clock on the stove and the microwave. And certainly we end up missing a few. So yeah. It usually takes a couple of days to get everybody back on track.
See? I don't
We're not unusual, right?
I guess not.
It takes us a while to get on track,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly. But, of course, there's a lot of activity going on at the Abbeywood Senior Living Community. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you have, I guess, maybe planned for the month of March. Or
we have two big events that we're planning for this month. The first one is this Thursday. Somebody that you know very well, and I do too, Tim Alcorn, is coming for breakfast on Thursday at the Abbeywood at 8:30. And this is probably the third time he's come to see us. It's a great morning where we talk all things sports. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions about the Indians after Tim's come back from spring training. And we invite gentlemen from the Abbeywood as well as from the community. So everyone is welcome to come by. We don't turn away the ladies either. There's always a few ladies that come in and want to talk sports. So it's a free hearty breakfast with Tim Alcorn as our guest speaker. So we're excited about that. And then later on in the month, on March 25th, we are having a VA benefit seminar, and that's the Veterans Administration is coming in. Doug Bankston, who is a good friend of the Abbeywoods, will be coming to our building at 6:30 in the evening to help veterans in the area understand what kind of benefits they may be eligible for.
I would imagine, excuse me, I would imagine you have some veterans in the Abbeywood.
We have quite a few, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And from how far back? World War II, perhaps?
World War II, yes. Mm-hmm. World War II, Korean War. We're seeing some Vietnam War veterans come in as well. So it's wonderful to hear their stories. The gentlemen love to sit around and talk about their experiences during the war. And it makes for great camaraderie because, as you probably would expect, a lot more women live in senior living communities than men. We just live longer, sorry guys. But a lot of the gentlemen, they look for that piece that they connect, and a lot of times their war experience can help them do that.
We've come off of kind of a rough winter. We're still in the middle of this. What kind of activities do you keep them busy with during the winter months where maybe they can't get outside as well, and it's tough for us to get around sometimes, but sometimes if you're older, some of this weather can really make it difficult. What things do you usually do for that community, inside the community?
Well, we've certainly taken the time to plan a lot of fun activities to help break up the monotony. This winter has been brutal. So even though we've gone out and done our shopping excursions, we haven't been able to get out and do as much as we would have liked to. But inside, one of the fun things that we did a hula in the kula party. Our director of activities, Teresa, put together a fun Hawaiian event where we had fresh fruit and coconut toppings and fruity drinks and grass skirts, and the Hawaiian shirts came out, and we cranked up the heat a little bit and just made it feel very balmy inside the Abbeywood, and we had a great time doing the hula and playing the Hawaiian music. At Valentine's Day, our dietary director, Troy, put on, we turned our main dining room into a wedding banquet hall, and he hosted a wedding reception. So we had champagne and beef tenderloin and salmon and a wedding cake, and one of our resident couples cut the cake that evening, and it was just so much fun. We blew bubbles and celebrated them as a couple, but it was just, you know, it was a great way to change things up a little bit. And we have activities that go on 7 days a week, regardless of what the weather is outside. There's always something to do, and a lot of our families have been so grateful this winter, knowing that their loved one is living at the Abbeywood, because they haven't had to rush around and go grocery shopping, not only for themselves, but for mom or dad. They haven't had to worry about cleaning off snow or a leaky roof or a wet basement, or, you know, maintaining their own house and mom and dad's house. So the wet winter has been brutal on everybody. And, you know, if you're an adult child who's out there who has been really struggling to maintain your home life and your parents, maybe it's time to start taking a look at a place like the Abbeywood, so next winter you can relax.
And if people want to take a look, it's a, I guess you have an open door, right, for people to come in to take a look at the facility?
Anytime. Yeah. Anytime. You're welcome to drop in. There's always someone who's happy to show you around. If you'd like to schedule a time with myself, we can sit down and we can actually talk through what the whole moving experience looks like. We sit down and we can do, I have a financial worksheet that I help families work through, because it's a commitment. There's a lot to think about. And sometimes financially is an area that people don't always think of. They think maybe, well, Medicare covers it. And Medicare doesn't cover independent or assisted living. You're really looking at private funds. You're looking at long-term care insurance, or potentially some help from the VA if you're a military veteran or a surviving spouse of a military veteran. So I sit down and take the time to kind of walk through what your expenses look like living at home and what they would look like if you live at the Abbeywood. And most times people find out that, wow, what I'm spending at home, I could spend living at the Abbeywood, and I wouldn't have to worry about maintenance, and I wouldn't have to worry about being alone and stuck in my house all winter.
What are some of the key things when people come through? What are some of the key things they ask about or want to know about?
Believe it or not, they want to know, can I still have my car? Absolutely. Absolutely. Just because you move into a senior living community doesn't mean that you can't leave again. So we have garages where they can bring their car. They can come and go as they please. We have residents who still go on family vacations. They spend a couple weeks in Florida or Mississippi or Arizona. They go and visit their children who live out of state. And likewise, their children who live out of state come and stay with us in one of our guest suites when they're visiting. So they can still stay in mom and dad's quote unquote house and visit with them, and, you know, not have to worry about getting a hotel room.
Can you tell us, do you know the oldest resident you have?
He is turning 103.
Ooh.
Yes.
103.
And still going strong.
Time for a birthday party.
Well, I'm sure he's had many at 103, right? What theme haven't I had this year for a birthday party? It's one of those type of things as well. Well, Tracy, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. Tracy Murphy from the Abbeywood Senior Living Community.
Thank you.
And if people want to find out more online, probably have a website or as well as a way to contact you?
Yes, abbeywoodretirement.com, or call and ask for Tracy Murphy at 440-366-8980.
Sounds very good. Tracy, thanks for stopping and appreciate it.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.